Hi, and welcome to this last demo in the current series of Dash, the educational robot for 6 to 12 year olds and beyond, including me. And as I said in the last demo, I would show you how you can tell when Dash flashes his lights, whether on his head on either side or on his chest, which of course is in between the front drive wheels, or the front drive wheel spheres, I should say. So first of all, let me turn Dash on. Now remember, when Dash is facing you, his two drive spheres are at the front with the wheels underneath, and his bum or his back sphere with the rotating wheel underneath is at the back. So the on button is on the right hand side between the right hand sphere and the back sphere. So I'm just gonna press that once and I'll turn him on. Oh,
howdy do.
And he's going to say hey as usual, or is he? He's not this time.
Hey.
Oh, there he goes. A bit too quick. Now, very weirdly, he's actually spun right around and actually facing the other direction. And now he's hearing me talking, he's quickly spun around and facing me again. So that was a bit weird. I've actually never noticed him doing that before. But anyway, there we go. Always time for a new thing. So first of all, let me go and run the playgrounds template for Dash on my iPad here. I'm just going to do open Swift Playgrounds. Of course, using Siri.
Playgrounds, locations, button.
Okay, and let's flick across to the right.
New playground, my playgrounds, help, select, button, Dash template. Swift 4.2.
That's the one, Dash template. Double click on that.
Dash, wait, playground documents. Waiting to start.
Okay, and normally when it says waiting to start, it's already connected to Dash, the Dash template. So I flick to the right.
Page 1. Add from library. More. Page 1. K9. Button.
Ah, this is K9.
Waiting to start. Tap to enter code.
Okay,
field.
So tap to enter code.
Insertion point at end.
I want to do a bit of a light sequence here. Now, because I'm not sure how long these lights stay on for, I'm actually going to put this in a bit of a loop for maybe red and green and maybe looping around a few times. So let's first of all start with a for loop that I've done in a previous demo. So I'm going to do for
space,
and then
I space, space,
and then one space, and three full stops. One, two, three.
Full stop, space.
And why don't we make it loop around 10?
1, 0.
Okay, 10 times.
One,
space. And
10.
Then our famous
left curly bracket, right curly bracket.
Left curly bracket. And of course, the right curly bracket's there. If I hit enter, I'm going to put it on a new line. If I just use my left arrow,
new line.
Here's the new line.
New line.
Sometimes it says it and sometimes it doesn't. So I just press right arrow to go in the front of the new line. Okay, now the command for doing the lights is set light. So I'm going to do S-E-T, capital L-I-G-H-T, and then left paren.
Left paren, right paren.
And there's our right paren. I'm going to keep trying to push it across. Now, because for us in Australia, the next command is color type. And of course, being Americans, I'm going to do capital C.
Cap C.
O-L-O-R. And then capital T.
Cap T.
Y-P-E. Full stop.
Full stop.
And
left parent, color type.
Basically, do red.
R-E-D.
Press my right arrow.
Right parent.
There's right paren. And then another enter.
New line.
Now, it said new line this time. And I said I would do red and green. So I'm going to do the same command again. I'm going to do set light. So lowercase
S-E-T,
capital
L-I-G-H-T.
And then left paren.
Left paren, right paren.
And then C-O-L-O-R, capital
T-Y-P-E,
full stop. And
left
then capital
G-R-E-E-N,
right arrow.
Right paren.
And right arrow again.
Empty line. Right curly bracket.
There's our right curly bracket for the end of the loop.
Bottom of document.
And hit enter.
New light.
So if I just do run at the moment, which is command R.
Red light, green light. Successful.
Okay. Pretty exciting when it just says it. All right. So for us vision impaired people who would love to be able to know whether Dash is really flashing his lights, let me run the Seeing AI app from Microsoft. Open Seeing AI. And of course, I'm using Siri.
Channel.
And let me flick up, of course, to
Document, Product, Person, Currency, Scene Preview, Color Preview.
Color Preview. Oh, brown. That's currently my table.
Brown and
grey. Okay, so I'm going to get my iPhone here, and I'm going to stick it camera in front of Dash's chest. So I've just stuck my iPhone camera in front of Dash's chest, i.e. in this case, in between his two front spheres. I've got the iPhone in landscape mode on the side, with, of course, the iPhone camera pointing towards Dash's chest in the middle. All right, so let me just turn off VoiceOver on my iPad.
VoiceOver off.
Okay, and I'm going to do run, and we'll check whether the Seeing AI app picks up the color change on Dash.
Brown. Green.
So I've got green, right?
Black.
Black.
Green.
Green again. Sounds good on green.
Black. Green.
Now, as you can tell, because the colour flashes were going too fast, it didn't really have enough time to pick up some of the colour changes. So, let us try something.
VoiceOver.
Access shortcut key playgrounds. Three times, turn VoiceOver back on.
One. Landscape.
Let me press up arrow.
Set my curly brackets. Top of document.
Okay.
Set light left parent colour type full stop red right parent.
So that's red. If I do down arrow again.
Set light left parent color type full stop green right
that's
parent.
That's green. So I'm going to do right arrow.
S.
That's the S. I'm going to do left arrow. S. Hit enter.
New line.
And I'm going to put an interval color in the middle to see if we can more accurately capture the color change. So I'm going to do set light. Remember it's capital L for light. So lowercase set.
E-T.
Capital L.
Capital
H-T. Left parent, right and then C-O-L-O-R for capital C. And
one
then type,
full
stop, capital W-H-I-T-E, right arrow, right arrow again.
Empty line.
And there we go. All right, so let me just turn off VoiceOver. 1, 2, 3.
VoiceOver off.
Let's do Command R again and see what happens.
Black. Teal. Green. Black. Teal, green, black, teal, green.
Okay, so it's sort of getting it. Black is red, teal is white, and it's definitely getting the green color. Okay, so sort of working, and it's definitely not getting the whole loop 10 times because I'm assuming it's flashing too fast. Okay, so that's one way of doing it. Now, the other way to do it is to go to
handwriting preview.
I'm just flicking through the channels.
Light.
Is go to light. Okay, so I'm going to stick the phone in front of Dash again. And let's do Command R and see what happens. Okay, so we can definitely tell the changes that time through the sound. So let's actually count them this time and we'll see if we get 10. So Command R, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Beautiful. So that works in some ways a little bit more effectively. And let me just press my home button and come out of the back because we don't need that going in the background now.
FaceTime.
There's a few more different colors. So I'll just show you how to get that and then we'll finish up the demo. Home button, 1, 2, 3.
VoiceOver on, playgrounds.
And I'm going to end the bottom.
Bottom of document.
And going up.
Right curly bracket.
So that's right curly bracket. So we've got red, white and green. So I'm going to do
right curly bracket, new line, right paren.
There's a right paren of green.
Right paren.
Right arrow, enter.
New line.
So if I do S-E-T, capital L-I-G-H-T, left paren.
Left paren, right paren.
And then C-O-L-O-R-T-Y-P-E, full stop.
left
and then
parent,
I do right arrow.
Toggle full script. Nice one. Dash has got learn more. Dismiss me. Run my code. Undo. Redo. Blue.
Okay, code here's our color. So I've got blue.
Green.
Green, code which I've already done.
Red.
Red.
Code complete. White.
White.
Code complete. Yellow.
Yellow.
Dismiss.
And that's it. So the other two colors are blue and yellow. So let's choose yellow in this case.
Yellow.
I'm going to do VO space bar on that.
Yellow.
We've got red, white, green, and yellow going around in a loop. Okay, so let me turn VoiceOver off.
VoiceOver off.
And let's start the Seeing AI app again. Open Seeing AI. Okay, let's stick the phone in front of Dash's chest again. And let's do Command R. There we go. So a bit more of a bit of a sort of a rhythm tuney thing going on there a little bit. Anyway, just use your imagination. Okay, I'm pressing my home button on my phone.
FaceTime.
We're out. So there we go. That's a bit of a play around with being able to tell whether the lights are on Dash, whether on his chest, which I've just done in this one, or of course I could have put my phone standing in portrait mode, leaning up against his side on one side of his head, not each side of his head, because I've only got one phone. So could definitely do that. Much more interesting when you use the light detector function within the Seeing AI app that I use for the color change as well. And a little bit more interesting, at least for us people who are blind, listening to audio, but also having the, I guess, the reinforcement that there are lights flashing or lit up on Dash's front or sides of his head. But anyway, as I said in the beginning, that will do me for this demo for the moment and the actual demo series. I hope you've enjoyed all the demos. The only command I didn't really get to cover was obstacle in front and I think obstacle in rear are the two commands. But I'll let you have a look at those at your leisure and I will speak to you another time. And for the moment, let me just turn Dash off. I'm going to press his off button, of course, on his right-hand side between his front right sphere and his back sphere. That's off. I'm going to press the home button on my iPad. And of course, as I always forget to remember, let me turn VoiceOver back on again.
VoiceOver on. FaceTime.
And we're back to
normal.
Double
tap to open.
And as always, thanks for listening and bye for now.